So we have three primary suggas here that discuss our question of misayaya. And the question is how to balance all three suggas. Okay, so what are the three suggas in question? Beitza. Yeah, Beitza, Chafez, Aleph. What's there?
The Rafua stuff.
The Rafua question. Okay, so what happens there? Why does that pose a problem for Tzadigim Lamed Aleph?
Because it seems to conclude, Tzadigim Lamed Aleph and Shabbos.
Yeah.
Because there we conclude,
Right, so Gemara on Tzadi Gimel Amar Aleph seems to have machlokas, yesh mamash, ein mamash. The maskana seems to be ein bo mamash, and particularly the maskana of Rav Zvid seems to be misayeh ein bo mamash. Tosus was bothered by the question of Beitza, where Rav Zvid seems to say what?
Yesh, in Beitza...
days.
Yeah, yesh
bo. He seems to say that misayeh is a problem. What's the case over there? And we'll see the case is very important, understanding the Isra misayeh.
The chol is opening his eyes in order to have mitzvah.
Excellent. So the chol is opening and closing his eyes so that the non-Jew over here could put on the kachol, the medicine. So this is somewhat of a stira, because Rav Zvid in the Gemara there seems to side, or at least seems to argue that it should be usher, because misayeh should be usher. Yet Rav Zvid in our Gemara is the one who brings the proof for misayeh ein bo mamish. So what do we do with that? So Tosus we saw last time said one suggestion, which was first answer in Tosos. Q, do you remember the first answer in Tosos?
Yeah,
Jeremy, first answer in Tosos to resolve the stira. Tos to Mas Chomer of Zvid. He said that Zvid was Chozer.
Right.
And maybe the Zvid posed it as a question in the Gemara in Beitza, and after a Memar, I think in the Gemara over there, tells him, Misayeya, Ein Bo Mamish, he agrees. But that assumption of Tosus is very important, because Tosus is assuming that the cases of Misayeya are halachically similar, halachically identical. So Misayeya Ein Bo Mamish, that applies as a general rule, even to a case such as in Beitza. What's Tosus' second answer? This is something we got into a bit of an argument about last time. Tosus' second answer.
Is the case of Refua specifically? Or?
Yes, this is the case of Refua specifically, and why is that important? Read the last three lines of Tosos, four lines. Voda Mari.
Voda Mari. Dehachi parechatam dehach. Ha nusayim bahadei. Ika amit supatach. Ve afo gav nusayim bo mamash. Ve alma adiit lememar de asor mishim sikat samamim. Vishami de im bo mamash afil leinyan
sikat. Right, so Zvid's counter is that leinyan sikat samamim we should say misayay yesh bo mamash. Now that either could be interesting or it could be not interesting. Right, it would be interesting if Tosos is already distinguishing between different kinds of misayeya. It's less interesting if Tosos is attributing this to some technicality of the case.
Right.
Now, what might that technicality be?
It has to do with it's usher because of Shema.
Excellent. So the Ritva seems to articulate that argument. Did you see that? Do you see the Ritva here?
Yeah.
On Tzadigim Lamed Aleph, you saw it?
No, I saw it in Beitza.
So you saw it in Beitza. The footnotes in Beitza will probably send you to the Ritva here. I didn't bring a Ritva. If anybody has the Ritva on Tzadi Gimel Amid Aleph. So the Ritva just throws in the line if you have the Vagshal Gemaras. So the Vagshal Gemaras did a very nice thing, actually. They actually like put in, like, if a Ritva or the Ramban or the Tosa Rush changes a formulation of Tosos, they'll, like, cite it on the side of the page. It's actually very helpful. So here the Ritva throws in, Shehechmiru bi'isurim drabanan dilma asi lemevad bi'adayim. Right, now you might say that just means that when it comes to Nisr Drabanans, we're more concerned. Since people are less scrupulous about Drabanans, so they might not take it as seriously, so they have to be more machmir to compensate. Or he might mean something in the direction of what we're suggesting on Sunday, that when it comes to the Gzeir of Samimanim, so the Isr is not an Isr Maisa. It's not the action of taking medicine that's Asr. The whole concern of medicine is the Gzeir that you might end up violating Schika Samimanim. So if that's the case, then even if you're not doing the Maisa Aveir, since you're involved in the Refuah, there's still a concern that you might end up creating medicine. So that concern exists whether or not you're violating the Maisa. So Misayeh Ein Bo Mamish, but you're in the situation. And the situation is sufficient to cause Rabbinic Isser. Good. That's what we have from Tosos. Good. What else do we know about this Gemara in Beitza? How else could we distinguish between case over there in our case in Shabbos?
so you're not really doing anything.
Okay, in the case of base, you're not doing anything. What do you mean?
People just have naturally have their eyes open. So, I guess keeping your eyes open is a passive thing versus over here.
Because people generally have their eyes open. So over there, there's more reason to say Messiah Embo Mamish. Right? Now that's not going to solve Tosa's problem. Right? Tosa's problem is the exact opposite of what the Ritva is confronting in Makos. Okay?
Tosa's problem is the Havim of the Gemara.
Right. Tosa's problem is what seems to be a Zvid Shita. So there it seems like we're saying more, there's more of a problem in Beitza than here. So you're talking about the Ritva in Makos. What's the case in Makos? Makos and Yikov. What happens there? Q, what happens? Both the Makif and the Nikaf are Chayiv Malkus. Okay. So why does that pose a problem for Messiah?
Because the Nikaf is just Messiah. Or what Rava says it's Messiah?
I think it's not Rava. I think it's Rav Ashi. Sounds right.
Yeah, Rav Ashi says Messiah.
Right, so Rav Ashi says the way you get Malkus, Gemara has different days. One day is that it might be Rav Yehuda, who holds Lokin Alav Sheim B'Maisa. The last day in the Gemara is that Messiah. That's extremely perplexing.
Right.
Because not only are we saying Messiah Yesh B'mamish, there we're saying that Messiah constitutes Tchia Malkus. So how do you explain that Gemara? Relative to our Gemara and the Gemara in Beitza. That was a suggestion you were saying a second ago.
You're actively doing something in terms of the Avera. Participating, you're starting the Avera.
Excellent. So there in Makos, you're actively engaged in the Avera. When it comes to the case in Beitza, right, so it's normal for you to be opening and closing your eyes. Correct? Okay. Take a look for a second at another case, Misayeya, quoting the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Nun Aleph and Aleph, second source on page 1. So a question posed by Benji, do you have a Makoros? For you. So what's his case in Beitza? Racha, read the Gemara for us.
Amar Mishia bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rishonim Shal Smol Mal Shetzaya Leyamin Amar Rav Ashi Hov Rishonim Vibay Lovlo Yifshet Lehu Ananavid Chimra.
So the Gemara here is talking about a case of Koshal Bracha. You're supposed to hold the kosher with your right hand, and here you're supporting it with your left hand. So the Gemara is a Shailach. Can you support it with your left hand? So Rav Ashi holds Hov Rishonim Vibay Lehu Vlo Yifshet Lehu Ananavid Chimra. So we're machmir, and we hold that you shouldn't support the kos with your left hand. This is also a bit surprising, because if you hold misayeh imbo mamish, so then what should the problem be with supporting the kos with your left hand? Right?
What's that? Why in general do you have to hold the
kos
with your right hand?
Gemara says kos yeshuos esa v'shem Hashem echad. The Gemara before this has like a whole shachar tarya to explain that then. So misayeh imbo mamish. So why over here is there a problem? So if I just had the Gemara inside of Gimel Amud Aleph, so I would have said this is a question about accountability for Averos. Right? Is Misayeya actively involved? Problem is that the Gemara on Sadi Gimel Amud Aleph and Sadi Gimel Amud Beis gives us all those cases of Avoda. So let's look at Sadi Gimel Amud Beis for a second, right? You have the Kohen. He has one foot on a stone, one foot on a Kli, and one foot on the ground in the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a din. The Kohen Gadol has to be standing on the Avnei HaHeichel. So he has one foot on stone. So the Gemara says, if he could stand without the kli, so then it's Misayeh Imba Mamish. So that's not about an Avera. It's about a Chatzitza. And the next case, also Avoda. Kiva v'yimin v'smol Misayah. So the din by Kahuna, that's very analogous to the case of Brachos. So the Avoda has to be done by Yimin. V'smol is puzzle. Now you could be Choker. Is small a psul or is that a din that Avoda has to be done by Yimin? But the Gemara is assuming Misayeh Imba Mamish. And the Gemara is assuming it's a general halacha. So what do we do with this? So we have one ritva. That's very nice and very fine. How else could we account for all these discrepancies? You have a strange Gemara in Brachos. You have a case in Makos, which says, Misayeh yesh bo mamish to get Malkus. And you have Rav Zvid, who seems to be Sosa himself. So Q is suggesting one approach. Just distinguish between the kind of Misayeh. How involved are you? The problem with that is do you find the case in Makos to be overly involved?
In tech, like in the complete technical sense of the term, like you do this with your hair, that's half of what you're doing. On your
that's not even Rashi says. What does Rashi say there in Makos? Mazmin hasaros lamakif.
It's like washing your hair before.
Or it just means even it's like sitting there. It's not clear what he means.
I thought it meant like doing that.
You think it means he's holding his hair?
Because otherwise, it doesn't make any sense.
You don't think it just means like tilting his head towards the barber?
That's not a mazmin.
You don't think it means like walking into the barber shop?
No.
You're all convinced. Because inconceivable.
That's
what I thought it meant also. Because inconceivable that that should be Messiah.
Yeah.
That's why.
That was Chiyu Malka.
Because then also, yeah. You're right, because anytime you walk on the street, then.
Like, yeah, it's hard doing that just.
Alright. Infusing halachic values into everything. So the. This is very strange. So let's take a look at just a couple of chilukim after Rishonim raise. So take a look on top of page 2. Shita Mekubetzes and Beitza Chapeza Medala for a second. Just everyone read it for yourself for a second and tell me what you think he's saying.
Seems like a reasonable distinction, except he doesn't like it doesn't apply so neatly.
Right? What is his distinction?
The distinction is that like if the action you're doing is necessary for the completion of like the final tzitzah, then like it's yesh b'mamish, and if not, then ain't b'mamish.
Okay, so I disagree with your reading of the Shita Mekubetzes.
Hecha shel yachol b'los yu chavira min ein b'mamish. Can you read that?
Okay, pay in a second. Who disagrees?
How do you explain it?
So like if the action, if your involvement in the action is necessary for completing the action.
By your involvement, you mean if you weren't there, it wouldn't happen?
Yeah.
Or you're just doing one of the parts?
If you were there, it wouldn't happen. Shehu yechol b'los yu chaviro
For chaviro, you specifically, or chaviro meaning?
No, anybody.
I mean, anything is about how indispensable you are to the avera happening. Yeah. That's, it's like a shear in how much you're misayah.
Right.
Jeremy, you agree?
No. I mean, that sounds a lot like Trey Avarid Denara.
Yeah, it sounds like a form of Trey Denara.
But I mean, the fact that he stresses the last three words, the Nira Miskavi Masaya, that you actually have to have Kavana to help out. That's
very interesting,
like
right? He seems to stress Nira Kim Miskavi Masaya, and also look at the end of the second line. Mikamakam lo mucha milsa, lo mucha milsa. It's not objectively apparent. Devalav kochal nami or chelamama tu miftach. He seems to be defining the terms of Misaya in terms of what does it look like to an outside viewer. So in the amitz u poseach, when you're squinting, so that could just be your normal routine. So it's not apparent to the outside observer that you're misayaya. And then again, in the case of makos, yafshar b'lo siyu achaver, you can't get a haircut without your consent. V'nira miskaving l'sayaya. I think this is very fascinating. I would have defined misayaya on your terms. How involved are you? But he's defining it in terms of, from the outsider's perspective, what's the perception? What does it look like you're complicit or not? Regardless of how indispensable you are. Understand? I mean, someone can't really apply this medicine to your eyes without your consent either. But it doesn't look like you're involved in the action because you always squint. The haircut is something that's like only done with your involvement.
But I think you could read this in 2 ways. I think you might be able to read it that he has a principle, and in order to fit the Makos case into his principle, he needs to say in theory, the action of getting a haircut is done by one person, not two people, so in order to make him complicit and fit like the conclusion of the Gemara, he like says.
But notice how he also agrees that the Beitza case needs your consent. Afal gav de lo efshal lemichol el b'da'am mitu pasach. Right? He could only do it with your help. Mikol makom lamucha milsa.
Right.
Right. So the critical distinction seems to be about the perception. What does everyone else think?
I have a question. For the Zayachol, is that Inayachol carrying thing? It looks like he can't carry it by himself.
Zayachol is Inayachol. That case of Misayaya.
Yeah.
Right. That seems to be the paradigm of Misayaya, by the way. Misayaya Embo Mamish.
Zayachol is Inayachol. It looks like one of them can't carry it by himself, so then it shouldn't be Misayaya. Or, I mean, it should be Masei Mamash because it looks like he's helping him.
I mean, like, the perception here seems that he's Misayaya. So how does this pizza case work well with the Gemara in Shabbos? That's interesting. That's a good question. Right. I guess it maybe depends. Like, you know, you have, like, one, like, professional mover with, like, a little kid dragging a sofa. That's a good question. I didn't think of that. How does Shita Kometz's distinction work with the Gemara in Shabbos? Fine. But I think that's his distinction. It's about perception.
Do you see that in the first sentence? I mean, he doesn't mention anything about perception, like,
Rabbi, yachal b'lo siyuah chavero is defined in terms of perception.
Okay.
Right. Does it look like you're complicit? Now, that's fascinating because that seems to be like more of a like an outside concern of
Marasayin.
Yeah, like factoring in Marasayin. How does it look like you're complicit? I mean, it's more a value of complicit more than actual participation.
Yeah.
I would say.
It works nicely. I mean, not whatever tangentially with the Tosfot. On Gimel, that meaning there he's talking about lifnei iver,
moves into like Mara science.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. There seems to be like a continuum between like all these different cases, and we'll see in a second also. How much do you relate to that top tosis on Daf Gimel, with the bottom tosis on Daf Gimel, with Shnayim Shasua on Sadi Gimel, with Misayeh on Sadi Gimel? There's like four cases. Question like, well, how do each one of those relate to the other one? That we're gonna get back to that actually. Fine. So you could be mechalik like the Shita Kometz. You could be mechalik like the Ritva and Makos Daf Chaf, like he was suggesting. But let's look at this discussion of the Taz and Rikiv Eger, and then we'll look at the Shach and the Taz, and we'll see that the Achronim are very into the line of reasoning that Q suggested, distinguishing between how much you're actually participating in the case, not like the Shita Kometz, not perception. So how so? What is the Taz and Aruch Chaim? What's his argument with the Rama? Benji, do you see it?
No,
you didn't see it. Jeremy, you saw it?
Yeah.
Okay, so what does the Rama pask in there? Aruch Chaim Shin Chav Ches.
That by the teeth pulling?
Yeah.
That no matter what, even if there's only a mitzvah, when it comes to teeth, you should always...
I said the din in Shabbos. So I always make it when it comes to teeth. You could always have a non-Jew pull it out on Shabbos. So the Taz doesn't like that psak. Why not?
He thinks it's more an issue of the fact that it's not real siyua in this case.
The Taz thinks that it is a problem of misayah. The Rama thought it was okay to ask the non-Jew. Taz says, why isn't this the case of misayah? Because he can't pull the tooth out unless you're complicit, like the case of makif and nikaf. Right? You're mazmin the saros, you're mazmin the shinayim. So the Taz said, and I recognize that you still have to distinguish between cases. Right. After all, you have to distinguish between the Gemara in Beitza and the Gemara in Makos. And what does he distinguish there? Why in the case of Makos are you chayiv and not in the case of Beitza?
Because in the case of Beitza, your eyes are always up.
Right. But he says something a little sharper. You have it here on page 2. The kivan she'eno tzarech lo rak l'siyu ba'alma ein b'mamish ma she'enkein ba'ahid ha'nikaf she'kodem she'maschil ha'makif la'hakif mazben ha'nikaf ha'saro havek ma'maschil b'mlocha v'yesh b'mamish. So this cuts back to how everybody read Rashi. The Taz is saying that the reason why you're chayiv in makos is not because you're actively engaged in every part of the chaticha sarosh, but because you started the ma'isa, you gave him permission, you're maschil, you inclined your head towards him. Kirchin Barosha. So that's a greater level of misayaya than opening your eyes for him to put the kochel on. Because over here, you're actually maschil the maisa. Do you understand that? So then, v'yesh po mamish. So even though you're less involved in actually what's happening, you're more of an initiator. And when it comes to initiating, misayaya yesh po mamish. That's the suggestion of the Taz over here. Rabbi Akiva Eger does not like the suggestion at all. He didn't see the Taz. But look at this shiur of Rabbi Akiva Eger in Simin Sadi Vav. Let's skip to the second paragraph. Ach mikal makam lo avin. He's quoting Rashi. Maz min asaros. Demina leze. Umehecha tesi. Yie maisa shekodem haavera nikra lav sheyesh ba maisa. How in the world could an activity that precedes the actual Aveira be considered a Lav Sheyesha Maisa that you get Malkus? Then he quotes this Tosus in Ksavis. He says, V'chi Nema, second to last line in that paragraph. Oh, sorry. Aval Hacha Ma Inyan Hachana Shemazmin Rosho Lekach. What is allowing him, what does uncovering your head have to do with the Aveira? L'dono L'maisa, Kiven De'eno Tchilas Giluach V'lo Tchilas Aveira. Uncovering your head or sitting down in the chair is not the beginning of shaving. That's not the tchias avera. V'chi neima dim rosho v'zikna mi'utefes b'malbush. If you say if his head is covered, v'heisir malbusho mimenu, b'chdei sheisharu hasayros megulim, v'lo hite rosho klal, she'a nikra maisa. Someone takes off his hat. That's considered a lav sheyesh b'mal, that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, and he'll get malchus for the isra makif and nikaf. So notice how this is the exact opposite of the taz. The taz was suggesting that initiating the maisa is a stronger form of misayaya. Kiviger is saying initiating the maisa is too far removed.
I mean, didn't Taz say though that like if you your matah for the shinayim and like, that he like I think he used the language for matah shinayim, so then that seems to be the same thing that everything is.
But the Taz is definitely open. I mean, the Taz is.
If you're saying matah rosho for getting a haircut and matah for like getting your teeth pulled out, then.
But I thought the Taz. Look back at the Taz on the top here. The Taz is fine with you being misayeya b'shasa avera, right? The kvar ein of him psuchos elashu misayeya ima b'shashu osa amalacha. So having your eyes open is fine because your eyes are usually normal. And now that you're like positioning yourself for him to put in the medicine, so that's fine because that's only b'shasa avera. The only thing that's mamish yesh misayeya yesh mamish is before the avera. Kiviger saying the exact opposite. Before the avera is nothing, b'shasa avera that's everything. And then he quotes this Taz, which we'll see in a second in Yoredeya. V'hachi mashma lishna dehataz, last paragraph in this Riki Veger, v'masha kasav de'ef shalo tatza etzba. This is the case with the fingernails. The case whether you could have your fingernails cut by non-Jew on Shabbos. You see that? You saw the Taz? Jeremy? In Orchaim? In Yerdea?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's medayik in the Taz over there that since the woman has to bend her fingernail for the non-Jew to cut it, that's why it's misayeya. And he's medayik, you see that just allowing the non-Jew to do it, or just initiating, is not considered misayeya. But the problem is that Taz himself in Or HaChaim is the one who gave the distinction about starting the Maisa. And yet, Rabbi Kiviger is being medayik from a Taz in Yerideya that the Taz must hold that you need to be doing something b'shas Maisa, even though the Taz himself in Or HaChaim said that b'shas Maisa is irrelevant. So they have opposite distinctions how to account for the stiros in misayeya. Both of them distinguish about how involved you are, but they have opposite criteria. For the Taz, it's about initiation. For Rabbi Akiva Iger, it's about active involvement, b'shas maisa. So I think you emerge with two different definitions or two different conceptions of what the Isser Misayeya would be when it exists. Facilitation or initiation, allowing it for it to happen, or somehow being involved in the actual maisa avera. Are you a junior partner in the crime or are you an initiator of the crime? So that's what it seems like from this Taz and this Rabbi Akiva Iger. So these distinctions are all in Q's line of reasoning that there are just different modes of misayeya. And here Rabbi Akiva Iger and the Taz just disagree how to define the cases of yes. Can we approach this issue somewhat differently?
Not distinguishing between different types of misayeya, but distinguishing between like the criteria which are necessary in each case.
What do you mean?
So like, with the kos, like figure out like why the kos needs to be in Yad Yamin, and then like what it means. Is there like a chiyuv gavra, or is there a chiyuv like in his like right hand? Like I think presumably if there's a chiyuv gavra, then like it doesn't like lessen how much the gavra is involved with, if one hand is involved with another. But if there are two gavras, if there are two individuals involved, like the Makif Nikav case, then presumably like how much is he's in, one is Messiah, the other like really changes his culpability and chiyuv.
Why? Like, I mean, what's the distinction? What are you distinguishing based on?
Fine. So I mean, specifically that distinction. I don't know. You can make many different distinctions. But like, wait, is there one person involved in the action? And this question of like, which hand has done it?
But I'm saying we have cases on Tzadik Gimel Beis, which the Gemara aligns with Misayeya Ein B'Mamish, where it's one person. It's Kohen doing avoda. Question is 2 feet on the ground or 1 foot on the ground. Question is small Misayaso. Right, avodah has to be bimin, so it's one person, two hands, one person, 2 feet. And the Gemara aligns that with the two people doing Melech HaShabbos case. So to say that, to be machalik it internally within these cases is very hard. Right? So let's look back at this ritva in Makos, Chaf Mabes. Ritva touched on something very, very powerful. Q, would you read it?
לעניין מיכל כיתה לישראל ביום זאת, בישראל עמית פתח, תמסייע דהתם אין בו ממש, שדרך העין למאמץ מפתח קצת. אבל הכה סיוע גדול הוא, כשמזמין לו עצמו בשערו.
That seems pretty cryptic to me. דרך העין למאמץ מפתח קצת, אבל הכה סיוע גדול הוא, כשמזמין לו עצמו בשערו.
So that seems like he's actually doing something. Is he like going like this?
That's what you think it is?
That's it.
That's exactly what Rashi said, by the way. Mazmin just means that you're presenting them. Mazmin would mean like lahachin, no?
We have to contrast it with derecha ayin l'mamaz miftach, right? If like what makes a refuah not a case of, or a case where we say imo mamash is because derecha ayin, like meaning it's natural for I to do it, and like the contrast has to be that in Maka Nikaf case, what makes it a problematic?
Why can't you argue that it's not natural to go before a barber? It's not It's not derecha adam to wander into a barbershop.
It's also not derecha adam to have a doc, someone or a fool guy wander up to him, like right, like the circumstances surrounding the case, you could be whatever.
Yeah, but
you
what's
want.
Your involvement in the avera? I guess.
What do you mean?
So your involvement in the avera of I guess Makif and Nikaf is going to the barber.
No, meaning, but you could say that you're right, and for a food to happen, or you either have to go to a rofe or have a rofe come to you also. So like,
right. But I guess, that also, I mean, your challenge to my point would equally challenge the Ritva's point.
No,
you're saying it's not derech adam to have a non-Jew.
No, but if you focus on the action itself of how art, meaning, if you think the action of the Makav and Nikav case is going like this.
Right.
Then it's not a challenge, because then he's just making it's a weird distinction. But he's just making a distinction between how natural is the action, meaning your eyes naturally you don't need to like put any effort to open your eye, but to like go like this
to bend your hair out to the barber.
Yeah.
Okay, I've never seen anybody do that in a barber shop, but I don't know.
Pull their hair out.
Yeah, is that done?
No, that's what he or she would normally do.
What?
It's just like what their other hand would do while they're cutting. So that's
right. That's what the barber would do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
That's kind of dangerous. I feel like your hand.
Yeah, your hands there also. It gets messy.
Yeah, there's no. I don't know.
If you're gonna be like in the Lashon, right? It's Mazmin Saro, not like Mazmin Akhs. It doesn't mean like here, right? It means like there's some.
Yeah, but Rashi said the same thing. I'm just saying.
Showing where to get your hair cut. People even like.
You point like to cut here.
But that wouldn't be Mazmin. That would be like.
I don't know. I'll just put it this way. The Ritva is not saying anything more than Rashi. Right? I mean, so the Ritz is not saying anything more than Rashi in defining the case. Rabbi Akiva Eiger thought that Rashi is talking about just going there. Right? That's for sure how he wanted to interpret it. And he didn't like that for this reason. I don't know. It's very strange. But definitely the Ritz, the first chiluk of the Ritz seems to be just distinguishing between the cases. Like, somehow, like the Achronim were, in terms of the how involved you are. Did anybody who saw the Ritz in Shabbos here? On Sadi Gimel? It's not on the sheets. But if you notice, the Ritva here is also distinguishing between... Here, in Makos, he's distinguishing between Makos and Beitza. In Shabbos, he's distinguishing between Shabbos and Beitza. Within Rav Zvid, what Tosos posed. So, Chan, you have the Ritva there. So the Ritva there suggests the opposite distinction that he suggests in Makos. Because he's accounting for an opposite phenomenon. So what does he say? You can skip because he quotes there two answers with his just addition, but. That's Tosa's first answer. That's Tosa's second answer with his addition, Shema. Now he suggests his answer. Fascinating language. Just to trace the language, I think the Shittim Kabetz has used that same Okay, the Ritva uses it in Makos. The Shin of Western Beta is actually according to Ra, and he has a similar lesson. Yesh bo mamish inyano lefi makomo. And Yesh bo mamish will depend on its context. The Ritva in Makos uses the exact same formulation of lokal Masai and Shavin, but to give the opposite distinction. So what does he say here? So because you need to participate in the Avera, so therefore that's Yesh bo mamish. Beit says Yesh bo mamish, Shabbos is Ein bo mamish, because you have to participate. In Makos, he says Beit says Ein bo mamish. Why? Because Derech Ayin is Liftoach or whatever. It's fascinating. Right, he has to account for opposite distinctions, so he just points out two different vulnerabilities in Misayea. Darko Bekach or lack of participation. But look at the Ritva's second answer here in Makos, Chafma Beis. The Kol Shekein Lepirish Rabbeinu Meir. Q, you're reading?
Yeah. The Kol Shekein Lepirish Rabbeinu Meir is out. She katavnu me'el divav nesayish bo lav, the lo bain yinyan siyua, ela kidei sheyehe bo maase lo pata lav. If maase kodehu sagila, kidaminan be'oma akimat piv o akimat kuma hamin maase.
Excellent. What's the Ritva saying? Please. Ritva can be taken in two ways. But give me one of them. What's the Ramaz Shita that he's quoting? What do you think? Open it up. Someone throw a lifeline to Q.
It seems.
You could tread water.
Alright, so I don't know, I'm having trouble matching it to the case, but that you don't,
he's trying to
binyan be ba'inan, or is it binyan?
Ba'inan, what you need.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Okay.
Lav siyu yesh bo lav. Velo bin siyu el kadesh. Oh, it should be Inan. You're right. Yeah, it's very good. Good point. Excellent point. Bar Ilan. It's a problem.
But I can't tell if he's talking about the second person or like
the. Come out the Nikah.
Okay, so the lav is for you to get the haircut.
Excellent.
Right.
That's the Ramah Shita.
Yeah. And so all that Messiah does is it gives you a masa so that you are chayav mata.
Fantastic. What do you think of that? What's the Ritva saying? Why does this help our problem about the contradictions in Masiya Yesh Bo Mamish or Ein Bo Mamish?
Because in the other cases, there's no love for what you're doing. You're helping. I guess if you're, I don't know, let's take the case of keeping your eyes open. That's not actually a love what you're doing.
And therefore?
You can't be.
Isn't it true that Misayah is Ein Bo Mamish?
That's what we say.
Isn't that a principle?
Yeah.
A veritable principle in Halacha? Established by the Gemara on Sadi Gimel, fortified on Sadi Gimel on the base.
Hasn't to say yes for the.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, but it only means that you're not.
So why over here are you getting Malkus?
Because there's a Masa. The other case is there's no Masa. But
there's no Misa in the case of.
That's not true.
You're not getting Malkus on the Siyah.
Oh, what do you mean?
You're getting makos for getting the haircut. Okay, but a haircut, there's no maisa. Oh, but by doing siyuah, it added a maisa. So, at the end of the day, there is a maisa, but it.
So tell me.
So, the siyuah ain't bo mamash in terms of itself being an onah. But there, it could be mamash in terms of elevating some other law.
Excellent. The Ritva is saying is that it's true as a principle, Messiah is ain't bo mamash. That's not an avera. You haven't participated in the avera. Haven't violated anything. Say Ein Bo Mamish. In terms of Averos, in terms of Maisa Avera, in terms of Chizm, Ein Bo Mamish. But in terms of physical action, So I'm going to say, as yes, well, mamish, of course. You're doing an action with respect to this Avera. Are you culpable for it? Are you liable? The answer is no. Is it an action? Absolutely. So if you have antecedent reasons to say that there is an Isser here, i.e. the Isser is regardless of whether you're doing anything, but the Isser here is to be passive. So lav on the nikah. Did you do a Maisa? The answer is yeah, of course it's a Maisa. So if all you need is to create a Maisa to get Malkus, then it's true Maseya Embo Mamish, but it's still a Maisa. Alright? We can keep our voices down. Right? That generally, that's what you're saying. That's beautiful. That's the way he wants to explain the Gemara in Machlokes. If that's true, then you have an extremely limited view of Mistaya. I mean, you have an extremely expansive definition of Mistaya Embo Mamish. With respect to Averos, you'll never be chai from Mistaya. I, the Gemara in Brachos, a bit of a kasha about the kos. Mistaya is Embo Mamish. In terms of a Maisa, Mistaya is Yeshbo Mamish.
That is helpful.
Why?
Because there we're not talking about an onash at all. There we're talking about...
Well, we know it's not just an onshin per se, because all these gemaras in Tzadik Gimel Beis are not onshin. It's a question of definition of a chatzitza, a question of definition of avodas, yeah, of yamin. So it can't just be an onish, non-onish question. Mm-hmm. What you could say is, it's a maisa, non... Everyone agrees, misaya yeshbo maisa, but ain't b'mamish.
Right, I mean, so in the Coast case, it's a maisa, now you've got two hands.
Right, so now the Coast case... But you, why can't you say the same things for the avoda cases in Tzadik Gimel Beis?
Right.
So this is essentially the crux of the discussion between the Shach and the Taz in Yeridah. Kuf Tzadi Ches, I believe. Okay, I think I remember, yeah, we have a show. You have a Yeridah here?
Yeah, we have it.
Yeah, can you just grab it? I meant to send out an email. It's not the Shach and the Shach proper. It's not, but it's the Shach and the Nekudas HaKesef. I'm sorry, you guys are looking for it? He says he has the rudiments of it in the Shach proper. You guys are reading through the whole Shach? It's an excellent Shach anyway.
So we finished it, but we couldn't find it. Checked all the other four also.
Okay, I apologize. That was really my fault. I know, it's the most frustrating thing is like when you end up like spending so much time reading through like the wrong simon or... Hey, learn some Yaradeya, you know?
It's yeah, that's fun.
Right. Right, so here you have din in Hilchos Nida, as Yaradeya Kuf Tzadi Ches. So we're generally makbid that women who are tovolos, so they should cut their fingernails before. It's not clear where the minna comes from. Maybe it's a chashash of a chatzitza in between the nail and the skin. That's quoted in Yaradeya Kuf Tzadi Ches Chaf Hei. I thought it was. Yud Ches. Excellent. Nagua Nashim Lital Tziparneim B'Shas HaTfil. So Shulchan Aruch actually only quotes it as a minog. Big Shaila is in Ma'ake B'Dieva. So Nagua Nashim Lital Tziparneim B'Shas HaTfil. So the great case that comes up here is, let's say somebody forgot to cut their fingernails before Shabbos, and then they have a tefillah on Shabbos. So what do you do? Okay, if you look in the contemporary, like Rabbi Sablowski Nida book, like a big machlokas, like a Frechter, a Willig, Rabbi Sablowski, like everyone like jumps on board on this Shaila. So can you have a non-Jew cut the fingernails? Okay, so what does the Taz say? What does the Taz say?
He says...
Taz on Shabbos.
I think he says no.
Yeah, Taz says no. Excellent. Why?
Misayeya.
Fantastic. Why is it Misayeya?
You're extending
Mazmin. Yeah, Mazmin. So first of all, you should know that was a Kivikar's Diak. Kivikar's Diak and Taz, like, doesn't say Mazmin. Hatsi Parnea.
What does he say?
He says, hang on a second. Yeah. Aval Shabbos v'Yom Tov, im ira she'shacha lita tziparnayim, lo tomer lavodas kochavim she'tachtocha. So a woman's not allowed to tell a non-Jew to cut her nails. Tekivan she'ein mitzvah gemura b'netilas tziparnayim, since the Shulchan Aruch only quoted it as a minag, not as a halacha psuka. Daha efshar bin nikur, tachtam, because you... Ikra Adina, you could just clean them in between, and then it's not a chatzitza. So lamo nevato bezesh shvus tamir laakum shvusu. So why should we be matir amir laakum just to keep this minog when really you could accomplish the same thing by getting rid of any chatzitzas? Vesu dehu chumra dasi de kula. It's a chumra that ends up with a huge kula in another halacha. She'afal pisha ovedes kochavim choteches. Ovedes kochavim. even though the non-nonest Jew is cutting the fingernails. Mikol makom osa Yisraelis misayas la. So Jewish woman's misayaya. Ayidei shemate lo as yadeha. And by extending her hand to her. Uchi'ilu hi osa melacha zu. Shasura midaraisa. Fascinating. So A, he extends the Isra misayaya. B, he says that the Isra misayaya is as if you did the melacha yourself. Uchi'ahi ay misayaya imba mamish. So what does he point to? Okay, what does he point to? Say Misayayim b'mamish, right? So how could you say it's also Misayaya? Notice also the Misayaya's attribution. Ki'ilu hi osem malachazu. Kahi shematzina b'simen kuf pe'alf. Inu nakaf as pe'a. Gabe ha'nikaf. Makif ha'nikaf. So what do you think? Good analogy?
Well, it's a similar idea of, I guess, yeah, not the word Mazir, but he's talking about...
In light of the Ritva, you like the analogy? Kapay Aleph, Shof Yardea. Kapay Aleph is Makif Nika. Sorry for picking on you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Gabe, what do you think?
It's different. Oh.
Yeah?
Well, if in terms of Ritva... Since there's no actual lav, there is a lav.
What's the lav?
What's the problem with cutting fingernails?
Alfinus Daraisa, probably. Chotech.
So.
Gozes.
So the lav would be that, and you're extending.
But here it's a non Jew who's doing it, so it's Nisr Rabbanan. But you're Messiah, yeah, and this Isser.
Is there a lav for your nails to be cut though? That's
on Shabbos? Probably not.
A lot for
there's a lot to get your hair cut, but there's not a lot to have your.
Yeah, the whole point of the Ramah is that the only reason why Misayah helps you in the case of Makif and Nikaf is because only to make it a lot of Sheish B'maisa, not to give you an Isser. So over here, we're talking about liability for an Avera.
Doesn't
we're not talking about just turning it into a lot of Sheish B'maisa.
Isn't the Taz's distinction though whether you're how active or passive you are? I thought
Taz
said that
Taz
focused on
Tchilat Amasa.
That
Taz and Archaim. Yeah. That's what Taz and Archaim said. So, question over here. Maybe over here you have Tchilat Samaisa also. Oh, it's Taz L'Shitaso.
Right.
Extending it outside. Excellent. It is the Taz L'Shitaso. Extending it outside of. But it's the Taz L'Shitaso in disagreeing with that Ritva.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what the Shach attacks the Taz with. So, there's the Shach wrote a second sefer called Nekudas HaKesef. Responding to the. To the Taz. Okay? Where he takes him, he's really upset with this. There's a whole thing you have to read. There's a whole story with Taz publishing his Sefer on Shulchan Aruch after the Shach. Apparently, like, the Shach already had a Sefer out, and the Taz wrote his Sefer, and they didn't want it to be published. So it's like a whole thing, and then, like, I don't know, people are very upset with the Taz. So they say that on Evan Ezer, you see that the Taz is like published like in the back margins. It was like kind of like revenge for publishing his Sefer, even though the Shach already accomplished everything that was necessary. Taz got a lot of flack. So the Nekudas HaKesef attacks virtually everything, a lot of the problems with the Taz. And over here, he points out on the side, or on the bottom of the first page, bottom of the second, on top of the second page. And he says there are two problems here with the Taz. Masha kasav de kivin de misayeh have keilu osem melacha shasur b'shabes v'yom tov ta abitarti chada tafilu chadcham bekli hu atzmo leka kan yisur daraisa l'rova poskim. Even if you're to do it with a kli, it's not going to be an isur daraisa. Even if she were to do it herself, it wouldn't be an isur daraisa. The kol shekei natlan biyado. So if she rips it off with her hand, then the kuli yamo leka isur daraisa chmosh evar. He has like some cheshbon about why. That's not going to be an Isser Malacha, Isser Darais on Shabbos. Ve'od, dekan lo shayich misayaya, dedavka behakafa, de'echad makif, de'echad benikaf, b'mashma. Why? Elo deve'eno misayaya pater, mishum dehave lav she'im b'maisa, u'misayaya chayiv, k'diza b'shaz hasam. Aval b'shar az horos lo shayich lomar dechayiv mishum misayaya, de'misayaya im b'mamish. K'moshek pir shagamar, z'harka matzniyah. The Shach says that you can expand the Isra Misayah beyond the case of the Gemara Makos. Because there it's purely a din and lav sheisha ma'isa lav sheim ma'isa. Good. So that machlokas shach and the taz is essentially the machlokas whether you could expand the isra misaya into kol tara kula.
They're
they have different understandings of misaya for sure. Just like we saw Rabbi Kivigar and the Taz, the different understandings of Misayah. So Shach and the Taz are different understandings. Shach thinks it's a din and just Maisa, but it's never going to be part of the Isser. The Taz thinks it makes you liable for Maisa Ver that you're Misayah. So the question is, do we have other cases? Are there other cases that'll take a definite stand on this question? Did anybody see the Gemara in Erchin Yud Aleph?
Erchin.
Are
you
Really? Did I say Erevin?
I think you did. I didn't really just
It's a disaster. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll just email out Makoros in general. I'll not get out. Say them out anymore. So, the Gemara in Erchin, and Daf Yud Aleph from the Biz, has a question. Let's say a Levi helps out a Kohen with his avoda. A Levi does an avodas Kohen. What's the din? Levi does avodas Kohen. Chai Misa. Why? He's a Zar. Right? Zar who does avodas Chai Misa. What about a Levi? This is what Shaila. What if a Kohen does avodas Halavim? It's a parallel question. There might be a Chai Misa for a Kohen. But what about if one Levi does the avod of another Levi? So you have Mishoarim, Levim who are in charge of the gates, and you have Mishorim, Levim who are in charge of things. So let's say Mishoer does the avod of Mishorer. So is there a Chiyah Misa?
Mishoer does the
Mishoer
does the
avod
of a Mishorer?
A Mishorer, Resh Resh, does the avod of a Mishoer.
Oh, okay.
So what happens? So the Gemara Amar Abaye, Naktinan Mishorer Sheshier B'shel Chaver Chai Misa. Chai Misa. Maisa Rabbi Yeshua Bar Chananya Shehalach Lisayeya B'Hagaf Aslaso. Rabbi Yeshua Bar Chananya went to help with the closing of the doors. Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan Ben Gudgida. Amar lo b'ni chazor l'achorecha. He said, get out of here. You can't help with the skiras adlasos. She'ata min ha'mishorim v'lo min ha'mishorim. So the Gemara says, what's the machloka? So it seemed like they had this dispute. Could he help out with the, could this singer help out with closing the doors? Maybe it's machokas whether it's like an Isser Drabanan or an Isser Daraisa with a Chiyav Misa, a Mishorer who helps out with Mishorim. I think Mar doesn't like it. Mar says no. Kuli Alma Azharahi. Everybody holds there's a lav. Mar Savar Misayeya Gazubei Rabanan. Mar Savar Lo Gazubei Rabanan. It's a question whether Rabanan goes there on Misayeya. Fine. From the Gemara it sounds like this is just an Isser Drabanan. Rechel, you have the Gemara there? Right, so from the Gemara it sounds like it's just a question of where they go there on Misayaya. A Levi is not allowed, a Mishorer can't do the avoid of a Mishorer. Are we choshesh where they create a gzera for Drabanan, for Misayaya? But look how the Rambam paskins this Gemara. Rambam, top of page 3, Kliya Mikdash Gimel Yud Aleph. Rachel, you want to read the Rambam?
Levim shall do avodat kohanim, oshesia levi b'malachas she'ina malachtel, chayvim mita b'dei shamayim, she'namar v'lo yamita. Aval kohen shavar avodat levi, eino mita, ela b'lo tasa.
Problem with the Rambam? Does he deviate from the simple interpretation of the Gemara? Okay. That's not so odd. I might say Levi'im. I mean, you might say it's kind of like min b'mino machriv, min b'she'ino mino ina machriv. Like, the more similar things are, the more dangerous they are to each other. I mean, you might say this differently. I think my father wrote a whole article on this, actually. Why you'd say that Levi to Levi is more chamor than Kohen to a Levi. It has to do with, like, I think about that the avoda salavim is more defined by their avoda, as opposed to a Kohen, which is like an objective status. So when a Levi steps out of his defined avodas, that's more dangerous. That's more of a iser than when a Kohen does something he's not supposed to do, because the Kedushas Kohen is defined objectively. Kedushas Agavra. As it's a diak in Ram Perek Dalet of Kli Mikdash, Ram Perek Gimel Aleph. Ram like just talks about the difference. Same Shaila, when you have no Kohen, do you give a Levi like a preferred Aliyah? Marn Horios inspired the Chavila. The Levium have like independent stature, or it's just functional.
I don't have a Gemara in front of me. Did we say that according to the Gemara, it seems Yisaya is Drabanan?
In this Gemara?
Yeah.
Well, in this Gemara, it seems like, yeah, the Chashash of Siyu would just be in Drabanan. Excellent.
So why did he go to
Puzzle? Yeah, the Rambam here says that the Isser of a Levi participating in another Levi's Avoda is an Isser Misayaya. Whereas from the Gemara, it would seem that the Isser is to do it on your own. There's a shaila whether it goes or mishum mistayeya. The Ram here says Levi she'avda avodas kohanim o she siya Levi b'malacha she'ena melachta. Siya Levi helped out. It's a very interesting phrase. She siya Levi b'malacha she'ena melachta. Chaim, how can you say that you're chay misa for mistayeya? Mistayeya b'mamish.
Can't just be taking a stance anymore and passing.
But the Gemara seems to say it's all just an as. It's just a question of where they goes or b'mistayeya. But everyone agrees that you're not violating Din D'oraisa when you violate Misayaya. Doesn't the Gemara say Gazer
Mishum? It's clear that he's saying, yeah, Lotasa.
According to Pasuk, Benji was saying. This is a little perplexing. Take a look at that one in Klein Perakir Alocha Lamed Aleph. Benji, what does Ram say? Read it. What do you think?
I mean, I guess you could possibly say that Misayaya needs das. Might just be a stretch to pull that out from there.
Maybe what's there's a yeah, there's a strange plaque in the army. The first case is pretty strange. Hamalvish is chaver kilayim imhaya lovish mezid. If a lovish says mezid, halovish loke, right? Because the lovish is wearing kilayim, that's fine. Hamal the hamalvish over mishum lifnei rishis imeshal, that's fine. Veimlo yada halovish shabegadu kilayim vaya hamalvish mezid hamalvish loke halovish pater. So why is the malvish getting malchus here? What is her did he do?
Lifnei iver both times.
You get malchus with lifnei iver. Why not? Do you? What do you mean? Does Ram say you get Malkus with Neiver?
Ram would have been
explicit. Over the first time.
Do we know anything with Ram sheet on the Neiver? Whether you get Malkus or not? Achel, what does Ram say?
I say you don't.
You don't? Why?
Because the Lashon Mitzvah.
No.
No.
Who said it? Chinuch said that.
No.
Ram says Lashon B'chlalos. Because Kolol and Yonim Harbim, right, had different manifestations. Either in Jeremy's way or in my way. So why are you getting Malkus here for... Not only that, isn't this a quintessential case of Misayaya? You're putting the beged on the person. You didn't violate this for Kilayim. How are you getting Malkus? Kind of mission here is very bothered. Doesn't understand the Rama. Doesn't like this Psak. How in the world could you get Malkus for Misayaya putting on the beged?
Because it's no longer really Siyu anymore. It's as if you're doing it.
It's if you're doing it, the Isser of Kilayim is to wear Kilayim.
There's no Isser.
There's no one else to punish.
As the Kesef Mishnah says, he's like, it has to, maybe the Pasuk means that one of the two people, either the Malvish or the Lovish, has to get. Yeah, but I don't know. It's like
yeah,
you have
I mean,
to pin
it,
the tail on somebody.
Or if you're both
Mazed.
Right.
Well, then he doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't. Because
right.
He only violates
so
the Fnei there.
Right. So it has to be some. It has to
some
be
form of.
On the, fact that
culpability?
Yeah.
I mean, that somebody has to be punished?
I mean, I don't know if you phrase it that way, but, like, there are, if that, like, it can't be the action itself, because otherwise it wouldn't matter if the lovish is mazed or not.
Mm-hmm. So this case is a little unclear. It might be a form of an Isser Misayeh over here. But certainly the case in Klei Mikdash seems to be a case of Misayeh where, don't we pass a Misayeh in B'mamish? So it could be that there's another approach to Isser Misayeh. And that's in the direction of the Ritva, but with a variation. The Ritva was suggesting, Shem the Rama, that Misayeh Embo Mamish, but it is a Maisa. Maybe it could be understood a little differently. What do you think we could suggest?
For the Rambam or for...
Yeah, let's look at this case in Kli HaMikdash. I think the bricks and the mortar are already in that Ritva in Makos. We saw two different forms of Chilukim. One of them is about the Maisa versus the Avera. Another one's about how Misaya you are. How involved, how initiating, how participating you are, or the Shitim Kubetzes, that it's about how apparent it is to the outside observer. Philosophers always try to settle ethical situations by its appearance to the outside observer.
Maybe the Rambam just doesn't accept the distinction between Maisa and Avera. I think so.
But what am I saying? Ebo Mamish for the Rambam.
Meaning in the Gemara in Erechim, you're saying?
Yeah.
Or
in general. Sigh of despair.
Could be an issue of Kavana.
Why Kavana?
That in these cases, the lady was really miscavving to do this or the whole thing.
I don't know. It doesn't say anything about Kavana. I would suggest very simply that maybe it depends on the nature of the Avera which is being violated. Maybe there are some Averos in the Torah, some Isurim, which inherently lend themselves more towards the Isur of a Misayea. So take Makif and Nika for a second. So it's not just that there's maybe a possible read of the Gemara. It's not just that there's an antecedent Isur and all you need Misayea for is to give you Malkus. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Kilayim, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, turn back to bottom of page 2. So in the middle of the Rambam says, right? Echad hamigaleach hapeos bilvad, meniach seir kol arosh, ve'echad hamigaleach kol arosh ke'echad loke, hoel v'gileach hapeos, ba'am edvar mamurin, b'ish hamigaleach, aval ish hamisgaleach, Ein loke elim kein siel megaleach. The hamegaleach is a katan loke. So I'm here just paskin. Seemingly the pashut pshat in the Gemara. The Ravid disagrees, and the Ravid says, "Aval isha miskaleach ein loke elim kein Amar Avram af al pish ein loke kivan shemidaito asa over bilav." What's the Ravid objecting to, Benji?
The fact that he's getting malchus.
The fact meaning?
That he only can get a lot.
Is that what he's objecting? Afpish ain't a loka, kivin shemidai to asa over bilav. I mean, what does he think the Rambam holds, and what does the Ravid hold? What's the Ravid imputing to the Rambam? Rachel, what's he imputing to the Rambam?
The lav.
The lav? Jennifer, what do you think?
He thinks that the Rambam would say that he's not being over lav at all if there's no masa.
Exactly. Meaning that he denies what the Ritva quoted from the Rambam. Rachel, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think so.
Great. Exactly. Meaning the Ravid accuses the Rambam of holding that there's no lav whatsoever unless you're Messiah. And that's how the Kesef Mishnah also wants to read the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Which would mean that the Rambam is tacitly denying the Chiddush of the Ramah quoted in the Ritva in Makos Daf Chaf. According to the Rambam, there's no lav whatsoever for the Nikaf. Unless the Nikaf's Messiah, which means that Messiah is not just a way of creating a Maisa for Malkus, it means that Messiah is a way of making him a Chayiv. Hajakush L'duchta. Same question. So how do you have a case of Messiah here? So just maybe the answer is exactly this. That maybe there are some Isurim in the Torah, take Makif and Nikaf as a paradigm. So of course the Torah is being, here the nature of the Isur is that you're Chayiv as a participant in an Avera. So it's true, let's say the Makif is the one who is the primary Avarian. But the Torah is also Mechayiv, the Messiah as a Nikaf. So when it's built into the nature of certain Averos or certain Isurim that a participator will also violate an aver, then misayel b'yesh bo mamish. So then you're going to have to now scour the different mitzvos, the different lavin, and see which lavin are amenable to a misayel. So let's take the case of the Levi. So what's the iser of zar sh'asa avoda? Is that a maisa avera that he's doing, and now it's just a question of imputing responsibility, of catching him with a chiv, attaching the avera to him? Or maybe, let's say, the mechayiv of a zar, a mishorer, who does avodas mishorer, maybe the avera is an iser of crossing boundaries, participating in someone else's malacha. Ah, so if the iser is doing someone else's malacha as a participant, then of course misayah is going to be chayiv. Because the nature of the iser itself is to cross into someone else's territory of avoda. So with respect to that, misayah is yesh b'mamish, with respect to that iser. With respect to nikaf, a secondary participant, an ancillary participant, will also be chayiv. When it comes to kilayim, so that's a little more questionable. What's the nature of the iser kilayim? Just an iser of levisha? Or maybe kilayim itself allows that the malbish, that the malbish will be, is somehow caught in the avera as well. So v'chehena rav, you have to look at different averas and see. So yeh yesh b'mamish, it's not going to depend on your level of participation. It's not just a tanai and maisa avera. It's not going to depend on, it'll depend on the nature of the iser itself.
Was that what you were getting at before with the kusta?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
is that what you're getting at?
I didn't form it well enough, and that, like, that was the type of
thing. Excellent. That's, I think, a very fruitful direction to go. Now we have a second order question. Okay, first question is about the nature, the scope of misaya. But now I want to know, what are you punishable for? Misaya ein bo mamish. What does that mean? If you just have the Gemara, misaya ein bo mamish. Rachel, what do you say?
Well, what are you not punishable?
Misaya ein bo, what does it mean on the surface?
Meaning, like, are you asking if it means that there's an iser lechachiler?
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about Tzvatan.
So it's not Tosfos. If you had the Gemara, you'd agree with Tosfos.
If I had the Gemara, I would agree with Tosfos. Maybe. Yeah, I think so. Right, that's what we talked about. Eimamamash
means you have nothing.
Yeah. Oh.
So the Rambam may disagree. Okay, Eimamamash lechor means mutter lechachila. So take a look at the Rambam in Shabbos Aleph Tes Zayin, page 3. This is when the Rambam paskins the case of Shnayim Shasu. Remember, Ze Yochel v'Ze Ein Yochel, paradigmatic case of Isra Messiah. That's what the Gemara raises over here. The Rambam paskins this case. Let's read this. V'im Ein Echad Me'am Yochel, middle of page 3. V'im Ein Echad Me'am Yochel Asos Levado, Ad She'itztarfu K'gon Shnayim Sh'achzu Korvo Tzilo Shutzer Rabim. That's Ein Yochel v'Ein Yochel. Hov Ein Koach Be'achad Me'am Lasos Levado, V'asos Abishutvos Mitchil V'atzov Shneim Chayavim V'Shir Echad Shneim. That's Gemara on Tzadikim Lebeis. Haya koach be'echad lehotzi korazu levado v'asheni eini yachal otzia levado yachal v'eini yachal v'nishtatvu shneim v'otzia zeh harishon sheyachal chayev v'asheni misayayahu misayayah eino chayev klum. What does misayayah eino chayev klum mean?
There's probably an iser to some degree. It's just about to have
also. Why do you say that?
Because as opposed to eino lash, you're saying eino chayev as opposed to eino
chayev. Right, the Ram's lashon of eino chayev klum. Why phrase it in terms of chiyuv? Why not say it's mutter?
No.
Seems like from them that it's not mutter chatchila. Contra Tosos. Tosos Dibur Amaschil Amar Rav Zvid brought a proof from the Gemara inside of Gimelam and Beis, the case of the Kohen. Since the Gemara said the case of the Kohen is kosher, you see that Misayeh is mutter chatchila even. Okay, that was Tosos' right. The Rambam says Eino Chayev Klum. The Rambam, looking Aleph Dalet, the Rambam says, tells you what his terms mean. Middle of page 3. V'chol makom shenomar mutter lasos kach v'kach, harizah mutter chatchila. V'chein kol makom shenomar eino chayev klum, o pater miklum, ein makin oso klal. So there's a bit of an asymmetry in the Rambam's analogy. The Rambam says, mutter chatchila is mutter chatchila. If I say eino chayev klum, so then you don't get malchus. So the Kesef Mishnah there notes, Aleph Dalet, nira midir rabbeinu, shekeshe omer eino chayev, eino mutter chatchila, so the Kesef Mishnah B'Dagta, when the Rambam says Eino Chayev Klum, means that there is a Shemet Shel Iser. Iser Daraisa, Iser Drabanan, unclear. I would venture to say it's an Iser Drabanan. Eino Chayev Klum. Nidnun Avera, what does it say? Yes Tzad Iser Basiyaso. It's very non-committal. It's pretty equivocal. Right? Tzad Iser. The Chacham Tzvi takes it one step further, bottom of page 3. Ala mistavra de nafshin. Mechayvin leile misayeya mishum de mikri ose maisa. We're going to be mechayev the misayeya because he's considered ose maisa. Nimtza de v'shabes nami afa gav de pater menachatas. Efsar dafilu iser de araisa nami ika. Aharei hu b'chlal kol melacha lo sasu. Mini dahavi achat ishir da asum natar v'ein lokin alei. So Chacham Tzvi here is the most radical. He thinks that for an Isser Misayah, there's an Isser Doraisa. It's just a Ptur Onshin. So you have three different conceptions here about an Isser Misayah. Is Isser Misayah Embo Mamish? The Torah is only Mechayiv one person per Navera, and your participation is nil? Do you say there's a Tzad Isser, or do you say that's a full-fledged, full-blown Isser Doraisa? You violate Kol Melacha Lo Sasu. You violate a Lav Doraisa. Just as a Ptur Chatas for Misayah. I have three gradations of this Isser Misayah. So we're not going to cover Shnayim Shasua, I guess, with this run. But just two small observations. What are our cases of Shnayim Shasua? Or how does Shnayim Shasua relate to the Isser Misayah? What's its Ptur based on? You haven't done a full malacha. So if that were to be the case, I think that would touch on a very interesting question, and I'll be able, if that were true, you'd have a very nice reading of the Gemara on Gimel Med Aleph. Why?